Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's a hit of pod, H-O-P, with me, Nikki Glaser. It is Sunday morning, no, afternoon. We're clocking in here at about 12:18 p.m. Central Time. And being in the Central Time Zone is hell. Shout out to anyone who's in Central or Mountain. Everything is based on East Coast or West Coast, and it makes things confusing when you're when you either have to add an hour or subtract 2 hours. Or I actually go off of everything in my schedule is based on Madrid time, and I just minus 10 hours. And that's how it's just very easy math that I do. Just kidding. That's not what I do. But I could do that because I think that's right. No, Madrid, I think, is 8 hours ahead. Nope, six ahead of New York. I think I remembered that because my sister lived in Madrid for a year. So I would always be like, what's 6 hours ahead? And I'd be like, that's what Lauren is living. Cool story, Nikki. So I'm actually going to see my sister later today. It is my niece's birthday in some days. I don't know. Soon. And we are going to have another, I guess my sister likes to bang at a certain time of year because both of her kids had birthdays during this quarantine. So that's what that tells me. There's like a season where her and her husband like to get it on. And it usually dumps a child into the world about 9 months later in the late spring. So her birthday is Poppy is my niece. You might remember Poppy from when she was born a year ago. Was it a year ago? Oh my God. Or 2 years ago. No, it was a year ago. She was born and my brother-in-law sent out the birth announcement. It was like, you know, 5 a.m. or something like that. And he was like, welcome to the world, Poppy Louise Green. And my mom, and like 8 pounds, 2 ounces, 32 inches long. I don't know how long babies are, but like, you know, all the stats, and then nothing was written. He sent it in the middle of the night, so I didn't wake up. And then I woke up and my mom had replied, is that really her name? ? And with no response. And my mom let that sit for hours. So my mom got that text, the birth announcement, and then wrote, is that really her name? And then left it. And then as soon as I woke up, I was like, congratulations. Oh my gosh. But like, that was my mom's only reply. It was so funny. I posted on Instagram. She was so mad. My mom was so mad because she was revealed to like kind of look not nice. And she wouldn't back down. She wouldn't admit that that was kind of shitty. She was like, I was joking. And it's like, well, if you were joking, then why didn't you say ha ha or like follow it up? You weren't joking. And it's okay. You know, maybe you saw a side of yourself in that moment from me posting that picture of the screenshot that like maybe you're like, oh, I should work on that. I maybe not be so quick to just say what's on my mind. Like you can take from, instead of deflecting those moments and being like, but excuse, you can just go, oh yeah, that was actually rude, you know, just own up to it. That's what I'm having to do a lot, is that I just have to own up to being a bitch when I'm confronted by it. My parents the other night are really upset with me because, and I didn't know this until they told me, but my mom's really hurt by the YouTube videos that were shot while she was in New York in January. They did a couple segments of my internet show off air for my radio show. And she's on YouTube and she was like, I look disgusting. Stop posting those. And I'm like, why did you get on camera and sit down with 2 cameras in front of you and get mic'd if you didn't think you looked good? Like, you kind of sign, that's just the way it works in this business. Like, if you don't put your foot down about not wanting to be on camera and you put yourself on camera, like, the footage is going to happen. Like, you don't get to say we can't use it. She's like, well, I didn't want to be on camera. And I go, I didn't tell you you're going to be on camera. She's like, no, you didn't. My dad's like, you didn't tell us, Nick. You did. And I'm like, that was my fault. I should have communicated that. I did not do that. And that was wrong. But next time, if I ever try to put you on camera and you don't want to be on camera, just tell me in the moment, right? So I'm not making an excuse. That was rude of me not to tell you. I hate when people don't warn me that I'm going to be on camera. It's one of my biggest pet peeves about this business, is that men don't tell women when they're going to be on camera because men don't even fucking think about it. But my mom was like, you didn't tell us. And I'm like, well, then you should have said, I don't want to be on camera, Nick. I didn't know I was going to. But, you know, she knew she was going to Sirius and was going to be on my radio show. She knew she might run into Howard Stern in the hallway. I just thought that she'd probably dress the way that she'd want to dress on camera. I didn't know. Look at me getting defensive, doing the thing that I said I wouldn't do. Mm. But anyway, I had to apologize for that. I had to also apologize because early on in this quarantine, I grabbed my mom's phone at one point and while she was talking to her friend who was not going to practice social distancing. And I heard her talking to her and I grabbed the phone and I screamed, pretty much yelled at my mom's friend in a way that she couldn't even respond. You know, I was just like, you know what? I actually used to have respect for you and I thought you were a really smart woman and I looked up to you and you are being not intelligent right now and you are not someone who's not intelligent. So be intelligent now and practice social distancing. Do not go to that concert tonight. And then I like yelled at this woman. And by the way, she used to be my teacher. She was my teacher at one point for a whole year. And now she's my mom's friend. And so I was like, I looked up to you as a teacher. And right now I'm teaching you. Like I just got weird about it and turned it into like a scene in a movie. Like I did need to be so dramatic, but I got really, really intense and shamey. And then classic Nikki, I just yelled at her. And then I put the phone back in my mom's hand and left the room. Left no accountability on my part. Didn't want to hear, didn't want to have a discourse, just wanted to scream and then bail out. I felt like a YouTube commenter. Just no accountability, no, you know, it was really shitty of me to do. But in the moment, I didn't realize that until my mom told me the other day that that friend is still not happy with her. And my mom had to apologize and be like, I'm sorry I let Nikki grab my phone. And I'm like, that's not, you shouldn't have had to apologize for that. That you didn't have a big enough, good enough grip on your phone that I yanked from your hand. I think the fault lies with me. So yeah, it's not that hard to like see yourself and be like, I don't like that version of myself and try to change. Like, I don't like, I had a reality camera follow me around. I was trying to tape a reality show before this whole went down, as you guys know, and I was out in LA and I saw a moment backstage at Conan. My guy that was filming me backstage at Conan. I'm yelling at my parents in a way in front of everyone, my publicists, the makeup girls, Conan's producers, my friend Carlisle. And I'm just like snapping at them in a way that is so disgusting. And I didn't even realize it. Like I truly forgot that I was like on camera, even though I'm on camera, like the camera's right in front of me. There is something to that. When they say on reality shows, they forget the camera's there and they just act normally. You really do, because I would not have behaved that way if I thought it looked like that. I'm very aware of how I look most times when I'm performing. And this showed me a side of myself that I was like, I don't like that. You know, do you ever see like a home video of yourself and you're like, whoa, like I used to not be able to watch home videos when I was a little girl because I would see what a brat I was. And I never saw it until we would watch the videos. It's like the time I filmed my mom when she was drunk. Yeah, I pulled a Hasselhoff daughter, and I filmed my mom when she was wasted just to show her what it was like, and she was pissed. But she definitely didn't drink for like 2 weeks after that. So it kind of works if you just show people who they really are. That was a shitty move. I mean, at the time I was a kid, so I actually am not gonna apologize for that. I really wanted her to see, because people don't see what they're like when they're drunk. That's what got me to quit drinking, is that someone told me what I was like one time when I was drunk, and it was, that wasn't the cornerstone of it, but it was part of the thing that made me realize I don't want to be that person. I don't want to snap and turn on my friend on a dime because he said I went to the bathroom like happy and like, just hang out, you can sleep on my couch. It was at my parents' house when I was living here when I was 25, and I was like a drunk and I would just get blackout drunk every single night and then like eat all their food in the refrigerator and then try to like cover it up like I didn't eat it. It was exhausting. Like I was just like suffering so much back then. But he told me one time we hung out all day by my parents' pool, day drinking. I'm wasted at night and I'm like, just stay. My parents went to bed and I'm like, you can sleep on the couch. Let's just hang out. I was like smoking pot, fucking hanging out. And then I went to the bathroom and he said, I came back and I was just like, you need to leave. You need to leave. Please leave. Please. And he's like, I'm wasted, Nick. You said I could sleep here. And I'm like, go sleep in your car then. You can't stay here. And I just like turned on him and I was like, what the hell? That's so not me. But it was me, because what I wanted to do was like binge on some food and I didn't want him seeing it. So I guarantee you that was what that was about. Even though I was blackout, I guarantee you that was what was happening there. But I just hate, you got to know how you behave to in order to change. You have to be aware of it. I'm trying to be more aware of my bad habits, because you think you're aware of them and then you realize like, whoa, that weed is gone. Where did it all go? I thought I was like smoking so stringently, which I'm not, by the way, trying to cut back on pot at all. I just realized like, fucking, I need a little crutch for this time in my life, because I'm getting other things in my life under control that I've been struggling with. And pot is like just what I want to go to right now. It's what I'm doing. But it doesn't mean I'm not like actually, you know, I didn't go on the hike yesterday by myself that I talked about. I went on a run without my phone, and boy, that is so great. I really recommend running without your phone, because on the way back, when you turn around, you will run so fucking fast to get back to your phone. I was seriously like sprinting because I was like, mama's coming. Like I really did have a faster run because I didn't have my phone. So I recommend that. Yeah, I did a set last night, which was fucking wild. My friend Ben Glebe has a comedy club called the Nowhere Comedy Club. And it seriously, if you guys love stand-up and you miss stand-up, go check that out. It's popping off over there. Real great headliners every night, a whole show. It feels like a show. Everyone's standing, like the performers are standing. The audience, you're mic'd, so you have to keep it quiet like you're at a comedy club, except laughter. You know, you don't get to conversate and have background noise, but you know, we can hear you. The comedians can hear you. There's a slight delay. It's about 2 seconds of delay where I'll like say a joke and then one, two, laughter. And it's like, oh my God, there's this like moment, which I've never had before as a performer of, you know, I either do stand up and I get immediate, like I find out immediately if I said what I said was funny. It's like, boom, boom. Then there's podcasts where it's like slow trickles, you know. But this is more free-formed. It's not about the feedback as much, even though I do appreciate it. There's a tweet. Tweet takes about 40 seconds for me to know if it's going to be something good. That's where I start seeing like, oh, people like it. Okay. Instagram, same way, 40 seconds. But there's never a thing that just is a two-second delay of, is this funny? And that's what Zoom stand-up comedy is. It's a weird two-second delay where you doubt everything. You question if you've ever said anything funny before in your life. And then the moment the laughter comes in, you're like, I fucking knew it. I'm brilliant. It was really satisfying. I did so many new jokes. I wrote like 20 fucking minutes yesterday just because of the stress of having to do a set. I went on a run without my phone, and I was so mad because jokes wouldn't stop streaming out of my head. Like, I was thinking in jokes. It was just like this like purge of jokes. And I couldn't, I was trying to come up with devices to remember them. Like, there, for some reason, I keep, I thought of a joke of, on these, I do a running app, I do the Nike running app, and the only friend I have on that app, and please don't friend me on it, I don't want to be friends, is my friend's ex-boyfriend, or ex-husband, at this point, and so whenever I was doing runs, I was trying to, like, communicate with him through the run. Like, I would take a picture of myself at the end, and I would just try to make my face look like how I felt about him that day. So if he had been, like, if she had told me that day that he was, like, being shitty and, like, begging for her back, I would just try to think of that and be like, what face do I want to give him to let him know he's so fucking lame? And so I'd just make a face of, like, really? Fuck you. Fuck you. And then the next day, maybe I'm like, you know, maybe he called her crying and wants her back. Did I say that for the last one? Well, whatever it is. Then maybe the next day I'm like, are you a little baby? Are you, do you want what you want when you want it? But when you didn't want her, you didn't fucking care. And then I'll do a face like, and I know he fucking sees it. It's so fun. You can just try to capture like a fucking, I'm bullying someone through my running app, and it's so satisfying. I also got a Fitbit. My assistant has these Fitbits. She has the Charge 3, and so she got one for me. And it's counting my steps, which I don't really appreciate. Oh, wait, no, that's the time. Okay, I was going to say 1,232. I thought I'd done more than that. No, I haven't done more than that. I've done 955. It's early. I have a lot of problems with the Fitbit, and none of these are my assistant's fault, but first of all, I'm glad I have it. It's going to track my sleep. I didn't wear it in my sleep last night, but I don't know what it's supposed to track when you sleep. Grace Ann, let me know. I don't have this thing figured out, but I did a workout with this thing yesterday. This is all I wore out on my run, just this. And I know that my run is 4 miles long, and I ran to the 2 mile mark because I set my phone. I use an app on my phone to track my running. I turn around at the 2 mile mark and it said I've gone 1 mile and 1.5 miles. How could a thing be that off? 0.5 miles? You're going to be 50, you're going to be 25% off. So that's my problem with Fitbit. Either that's lying or the Nike Run app is lying, but I don't think the Nike Run app is lying because I also have used Map My Fitness on that bitch too, and that's 2 miles. So Fitbit is short-sighting me, but it's a cool-looking little bracelet. I do like it, and it keeps track of my heart rate, which I guess is beneficiary in some way. I don't know what I want. You know what I want out of a fucking device? I just want to look down during my run and see my heart rate. Because that's what you know. That's all I want to know. I don't want to see the time. I don't want to see my steps. I don't want to see how much further I have to run. I want to set it so that I can see my heart rate. Because my heart rate is where you know you're doing something special. I have a really low heart rate. And I got to be honest, I'm pretty proud of myself. Like, I'm going to do it right now. I bought this thing because Lizzie Cooperman told me that I needed an oximeter to check my oxygen levels. Like, right when COVID started popping off. Because you can check your, like, the percentage of oxygen in your blood by putting your finger in these little things that just looks like a little bag, a chip clip that you put your finger in. And it also checks your heart rate, which my heart rate is so fucking low. I really am cocky about it because it's like the same as Lance Armstrong's because it's like, but I was just born with it. It's not because I work out a lot, but it does make people, doctors always think I'm a marathon runner and it makes me feel so fucking cool. I'm like, no, I'm just dying. My heart is not pumping enough. They don't seem to be concerned about it. So let me see the oximeter. It's taking my pulse. I did my nails last night. I did different colors of pink in it. I finally get like why girls get their nails done like for you. Because this is really for me. 48. My heart rate right now is 48. And I'm talking up fast. Like I'm worked up. I can get it down even. I could get it down to a 39. Now you go check your heart rate and tell me what you have. And tell me how 48. It's crazy. God, I'm so fit. I'm really not. I'm really out of shape. And I know that I gotta no goddess. Who gives a shit? There's tons of workouts I could be doing. I watched a Cindy Crawford workout last night that I'm going to post on my Instagram because at the end of it, she posted an old workout from like the 90s and it's so hot. But at the end, she does these hip thrusts in the air and it is so funny. I go check my Instagram story. I'm going to put it up now. I really am going to do that because it's wild how long it goes on for, but I think you're going to love it. I'm going to go do that now. Maybe I'll post it on my real story. It might be that funny. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'll check in with you tomorrow. You know I will. Have a great Sunday and squirt, squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.